Hello and welcome to the Skrella Center Policy Commentary. My name is Johannes Bauer. I am a co-director of the Skrella Center for Telecommunication Management and Law at Michigan State University. And today's podcast is dedicated to the issue of children and violence on television. With me today is Dr. Bradley Greenberg, a distinguished university professor at Michigan State University, who has dedicated most of his career to studying social effects of media. And he's also done numerous studies on the effects of television content on children and other groups. I'm very pleased to have him with me. Dr. Greenberg, the FCC recently released a report on the effects of violent television programming on children. The report concludes that exposure to violence in the media can increase aggressive behavior. What does your and the research of other experts in this field tell us?
Well, I think the FCC has come around to a position that most social scientists have taken for the past two decades, that those who do research in this area consistently find a positive relationship between watching violence in the media, television, films, now video games, and an increase in aggressive responses as a result of that exposure. I think the researchers, like myself, who have long ago concluded that this relationship existed, have really started to look at factors which influence how much aggressiveness this content can cause, rather than whether the content itself causes or increases aggressive behavior. For example, if the aggression is done by models who are positive, who are liked by the viewers, then that further increases the aggressive behavior than if performed by models who are not popular with the viewers. Or another factor, for example, if the violence appears to be justified because your buddy got hurt, you hurt somebody else, then that's more likely to be imitated as aggressive behavior than if the violence is gratuitous or unjustified.
Dr. Greenberg, given the evidence that you just cited, is it strong enough to warrant public policy intervention?
If by public policy intervention we mean some effort on the part of those who provide the programs, as well as those who watch the programs, to work together to change the access of the youngest people to programs that are high in violent content, my answer is yes. The research evidence that we have says that exposure to violence in the media is a contributing factor to aggressive behavior. Not the sole factor, not the largest factor, but a significant contributing factor. And for that reason, it seems to me, the kind of policy intervention that the FCC has now recommended is warranted.
The FCC, in its report, comes up with several recommendations to address this issue. From what you say, it seems very difficult, perhaps, to come up with clear-cut policies to control, perhaps, or limit the effects of violence. One of the recommendations by the Commission is to require a la carte options in cable TV to address the problem. Do you think this would be an effective way of dealing with the issue?
I think most of the recommendations made by the FCC would have some positive impact. I think there's probably an overstatement or overemphasis on the value of a la carte channels. Violence is found in specific programs rather than necessarily on channels. No one's going to give up ABC or CBS or NBC because they have violence on programs late in the evening. They want the other programming that's available. So I think that making available a la carte selection of channels has to be done in combination with other recommendations to make a fuller plan of progress toward minimizing the impact of televised violence.
Another recommendation that the FCC makes is to reestablish a family viewing hour. Now, we had such a family viewing hour a while ago. Do you think such a policy would have a positive effect?
Again, I think each of those steps is in the right direction. We had a family viewing hour 20, 25 years ago, and it was declared unconstitutional because it was imposed on the broadcasters. The fact that they're being urged now to do this on a voluntary basis would push back violence 1 hour. And I think that, again, I think that would be a good thing for the youngest of viewers. But to think that older kids, 10, 11 years old, or early teenagers go to bed at 9 o'clock would be foolish to make such an assumption. They're watching the later shows at night. And so, again, that one step in combination with others, ratings, for example, or better ratings, for example, is the kind of package that has to be put together in toto.
This is an interesting aspect. You have also done quite some research on ratings issues. Do you have any thoughts on how a rating system could be devised that is effective in addressing violence issues, or is the current system effective in doing so?
No, the current system is ineffective. That's been demonstrated by our own research and research by the Kaiser Family Foundation as well. It's ineffective in part because some networks, for example, NBC, does not include content ratings in their show ratings. They only give the age ratings. And so they've chosen to opt out of that voluntary aspect of the system. They provide no information to audiences about content. But let's deal with the other networks for a moment. Every network, every production house rates its own shows, creates its own criteria, establishes and trains its own set of raters. This leads to great inconsistency from one network to another, from what show to another, in terms of what a given age rating means or what a given piece of content rating means. The inconsistency leads to unreliability, and the unreliability leads to incredulity, I think, on the part of parents who would like to use that information. So I would opt for, as others have opted for, some kind of industry-wide rating system that uses consistent definitions of what violence is, of what this form of violence is and that form of violence, of what sex is, of other things in those ratings. There has to be a single set of definitions. There should be a single form of training those people who make the ratings. The best model for this is the movie industry. All the films are rated by a single body using the same set of definitions. It comes close to that with the video game ratings that we now have, because there's an educational software ratings board that tends to make those ratings for video games. But at any rate, there is this inconsistency with television ratings in which the information is ignored, not understood, not believed, because it stems from so many different folks.
One of the most critical issues, of course, is to come up with an operational definition of excessive violence. Congress entrusted the FCC to come up with such a definition. The FCC played the ball back to Congress, it seems. In your view, what would be a good process or an approach to come up with a meaningful definition of excessive violence? Is it possible at all?
I think it would be possible. It will take a while to work on it. I think the term excessive is what we call sufficiently ambiguous, that you have to look for factors in the presentation of violent acts that could add up to something you would end up calling excessive. For example, prior research has been able to define gratuitous violence, that is, violence which occurs for no apparent reason and just happens. That, I think, would be a component of excessive violence. Another component might be some measure of the intensity of the violence, number of shots, number of hits, number of stabs, so that you could build up a number of attributes into a composite that might well provide a reliable definition of excessive violence. Hasn't been done. I don't think the social science profession in this country has yet been asked to do so, but enough groundwork exists to make it possible.
Do you have any suggestions as to how such a process could be organized? Would you call for a panel of experts that is drawn from social science, public policy making, industry? How could we best do it?
I think public and private resources could be involved. I think, for example, if you take the resources of the National Institute of Health, which tends to fund the empirical research on the impact of violence and has funded in the past content analyses of television, which include violence. You add to that the resources of the Kaiser Family Foundation, which has been very active in this area. You add to those certainly the broadcast, broadcast and cable industries, National Association of Broadcasters, National Cable Television Association, and at least begin by convening folks that represent those areas to talk about the feasibility and the process and to establish a process. But it's that kind of convening that I think would have to be phase one. Phase two would certainly have to move into a very hardcore research phase, probably of experimental work and field work. And I think you build from that point forward.
Dr. Greenberg, do you have any other suggestions how this problem of violence could be addressed?
I think there are other aspects of violence in addition to programs that I think need to be considered. For example, there's a good deal of promotion of evening programs during daytime hours, sports events, for example, in which the promotional tape for the program contains probably the most vivid scenes of violence during that entire show. I think, again, self-control by the broadcasters in terms of when they promote shows like 24 and other programs we anticipate will have a good deal of violence can add to the mix of voluntary compliance by broadcasters and by the cable industry.
Dr. Greenberg, thank you very much for sharing your insights with us today. If you want to get in touch with Dr. Greenberg for more information, please call the Quello Center at 517-432-8001. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.